Well, Dan, FP1 out of the way, we all know that that's sort of housekeeping, but it's always good at the start of the season to have the bragging rights and say you were quickest.
I was, until Ingram beat me.
Oh, of course.
But, yeah. No, I mean, yeah, it's a sensible start to hopefully what is a sensible, a decent day. I mean, it's, you know, the car's gone well in testing. I think we've all kind of seen flashes of speed in the car, and I think we're all quietly confident we've got a sensible package under us. Obviously, you don't know what everyone's doing yet. It is early days at FP1. Obviously we know that the hybrid now makes quite a lot of difference. I'm sure there'll be some people out there that will be pressing it. Looking at the times, I'd say Ash probably isn't, but I think everyone else probably is. At the end of the day, we've got to use it later today. You can't hide then. You need to practice how to use it and where to use it. So, you know, it's a sensible start. I think everyone will go away now and make some tweaks and changes, and then FP2 will be interesting because we've also got a bit of a tyre, you know, a bit of a tyre limitation, you know, this year. How many tyres can you use? Do you want to use? So, you know, session two may not be representative, and then obviously qualifying, we'll see where people are really at.
Yeah, absolutely. And are you looking forward to the new qualifying setup?
I am. I mean, I think it'll suit us. You know, been able to sort of capitalise and get a time quickly on the board. I think we'll be okay. It's going to be different, but you know, it's a new opportunity. It's a new start, and I think we'll be okay. I hope we can sort of get through at least the first stage relatively sensibly, and then we'll push on from there.
Cold here today as well. Track temperature's what, like 11 degrees or something, which obviously takes time to warm the tyres up.
Yeah, it's very cold. You know, to say it's nearly May, it's pretty bitter out there, to be fair. So yeah, track temp is low. I think it is about 11, 12 degrees. Yeah, it's taken a little while to get rear tyre temperature. Obviously, the more you work the car, the better chance you've got. But even so, the rear's pretty cool even when you start your flying lap. So yeah, quite a lot of oversteer in the car, which we'll look to sort now.
At least it's not raining yet.
Yes.